We're living through a moment unprecedented in our history. We've never experienced anything like this before. There's a growing sense of isolation as we're isolated from one another. I emailed a parishioner the other day and said it's getting a little lonely wandering around that 34-room rectory all by myself. And he emailed back and said, "Don't complain. My wife and I are getting on one another's nerves." But in addition to the sense of isolation, there's a growing sense of anxiety, and I think a growing sense of fear. What does all this mean? Where's it going? Many of you are my age, and we're told that we are highly at risk and that we could die from this thing. What does that mean? We can't even come together as a praying community and worship and ask our God for help. I wonder if there isn't somewhat of an answer in today's gospel. This Lent, we're reading from John, and we get three stories in a row that are found only in John's gospel. They're not mentioned in Matthew, Mark, or Luke. Last week, we had the story of the Samaritan woman at the well. For Jesus to talk to a Samaritan was unheard of. To talk to a woman was absolutely unheard of. And yet it is this woman who has the faith and recognizes who he is. Today we get the story of the blind man, and next week we will get the story of the raising of Lazarus from the dead. Today's gospel about the blind man. He's sitting on the side of the road. Remember that in those days, in the mentality of the people, if you were blind or a leper or cripple, you were being punished for either your sins or the sins of your parents. So these people were total outcasts. They couldn't come into the temple and pray. They could only sit on the side of the road and beg. This poor man couldn't see and couldn't take care of himself. And yet he hears Jesus coming along and he cries out to him. The crowd tells him to shut up, be quiet. This is a prophet. And he cries out all the louder. And so Jesus comes to him and cures him of his blindness. And then the crowd begin to question him, "How can this happen to you? You're a sinner." And yet what happens is the man has faith. He has faith that Jesus is the one who can give him not only his sight, free him from his sins, but give him eternal life. It's the gift of faith. And perhaps that's what's needed at a moment like this more than anything. We need to trust our God. I have no idea where this is going, nor do any of us. But we can never forget the powerful words of our God as found in the prophet of the Old Testament. When he says, "I created you, I have called you by name, and you are mine. Even if you walk through raging water, you will not drown. If you step on burning coals, you will not be harmed. You are precious in my sight, and I love you. Be not afraid." You are precious in my sight, and I love you. Be not afraid. Amen.